ਜੈਸੇ ਡਾਟਾ ਲੀਡ ਕੇਟਿੰਗ ਫਾਲੋ ਅ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰੈਸ ਨੋਟੀਫਿਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਲੈਕ ਬੀ ਐਲ ਏ ਸੀ ਕੇ ਰੈਜਨਲ ਆਰ ਈ ਜੀ ਆਈ ਐਨ ਏ ਐਲ ਡੀ ਡੇਟ ਆਫ ਬਰਥ 7/2/1949 ਇਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰੈਸ ਨੋਟ ਡੇਟਾ ਸਰਵਿਸ 12/2/2023 ਫਿਊਚਰ ਕੇਅਰ ਚਾਰਜ ਵਿਲ ਡੇਟਾ ਸਰਵਿਸ 12/2/2023 ਪੇਸ਼ੈਂਟ ਸੀਨ ਟੂਡੇ ਫਾਰ ਫਾਲੋ ਅਪ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਅ ਟਰਾਮੈਟਿਕ ਬ੍ਰੇਨ ਇੰਜਰੀ ਲਿਵਰ ਸਰੋਸਿਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਸਸਪੈਕਟਿਡ ਹੈਪੇਟੋਸੈਲੂਲਰ ਕਾਰਸੀਨੋਮਾ have been admitted with ambulatory dysfunction, the right knee infection, completed the course of antibiotic. Today when I saw the patient, he's doing well, sitting on the chair. He hasn't had any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, no cough, no congestion. On examination, patient is awake, he's alert, forgetful. Patient is awake, alert, oriented to M3. He's not forgetful, he's oriented to M3. Had atomic pneumocolic, isenteric, neck, supple, no DVD, chest, not tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, test, and a screw, abdomen is soft, not in blossom, past extremities, right knee, surgical scar, well healed, he has some swelling in the knee, and neuro, he's awake, alert, oriented, M3. Recent vitals, blood pressure is 113/65, pulse 65, temperature 97.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse soft, 96%. Body weight 144 pounds. Assessment: patient has been admitted with ambulatory dysfunction, next line, septic right knee infection, completed the antibiotic course, next line, recent pneumonia treated, next line, history of traumatic brain injury resulting in right side weakness, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, next line, suspected liver carcinoma because he has a liver mass dysarthria due to traumatic brain injury. Currently, patient has been already seen by oncology, Dr. Ravi, for suspected liver cancer. And well, at this point, I reviewed his labs. And medications. He's on melatonin 5 mg daily at bedtime for insomnia, melatonin for insomnia, oxycodone 5 mg, 2-4 hours CRN for severe pain if needed, Senacort for constipation, Miralax 17 g daily, ibuprofen 400 mg every 8 hours CRN, lactulose 30 ml daily. Plan of care will continue all his current medication. I will discontinue ibuprofen since he's on oxycodone PRN. No need for ibuprofen PRN order. And he will follow outpatient with hematology, oncology. Next patient. Brown, B-R-O-W-N, Thomas, T-H-O-M-S, date of birth 12/29/1939, place, future care, Charles Willey, date of service 12/2/2023, patient seen today, follow-up and subacute rehab, patient lying on the bed, he denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. On examination, he's awake, alert, he's a blood pressure 137/78, pulse 74, temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse soft 98%, body weight 174.4 pounds. Heart rate is neck supple, longevity, chest not tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart test and abdomen is soft, not tender, bottom past extremities, no edema, neuro, he's awake and alert. He has memory deficit. Recent lab, sodium 143, potassium 4.0, carbon 12, CO2 29, glucose 54, BUN 26, carrying 1.3, calcium level 8.3. the current medications, nifedipine, XL 90 mg daily, Entresto, one tablet BID, buspirone 5 mg daily, ferrosulfate 325 mg daily, hydralazine 100 mg, 3 times a day, empagliflozin, empagliflozin 25 mg daily, Sanacar daily, lentisinsulin 5 units of 10 every morning, Lasix 40 mg daily, potassium chloride 20 mg daily, Humula with saline scale coverage. At this point, plan of assessment, patient has been admitted. With the multiple medical problem, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, CHF, moderate aortic stenosis, hypertension, history of syncope, diabetes mellitus, cognitive impairment. Plan will be to continue all his current medication. He was reported to have a weight gain, but currently he does not seem to be volume overload because he's on Lasix, his legs, no edema, his lungs, no rails, CHF is under control. I will continue all his current medication, but for weight gain, I will adjust diet after recommendation from the dietitian. Case number discussed with the nursing staff. next patient is Jackson Darnell, date of birth 11-2-1965, date of service 12-2-2023, place which took in charge village. Patient's data service 12-223, patient seen today for follow-up and subacute rehab. He has been doing well. He's lying on the bed. He has been seen by the dentist and also the orthopedic. For the left hip pain. Today he denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. On examination, he's awake, alert, oriented, time 3, morbidly obese, blood pressure 135 over 72, pulse 68, temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 96%, body weight 422.3 pounds. Had date month, namukhali chest, not tender, lungs. No wheezing, heart asthmas, two abdomen is soft, not in balsam past extremity, edema present but no cough, tenderness, neuro is awake, alert, oriented, time 3. Assessment, left hip pain, next line, morbid obesity, next line, obstructive sleep apnea, next line, COPD, next line, embryo dysfunction due to lower extremity weakness, paraplegia, next line, history of cardiac arrest, with the recovery. Obstructive sleep apnea, on CPAP, hypertension, paraplegia, as per hospital note, is functional paraplegia. And they have recommended extensive physical therapy. Plan of care will continue on his current medication I have reviewed. He's on lisinopril 5 mg daily. He's on budesonide dash farmitrol 160/4.5 mcg. 2 puff daily, in the morning Tylenol 500 mg 2 tablet every 8 hour PRN, Sanacart for constipation daily, Albuterol inhaler 2 puff 2-4 hours, vitamin D 1000 units daily, lactulose 30 ml daily, diurnal treatment every 6 hours as needed for wheezing, gabapentin 100 mg 3 times a day, Lasix 40 mg daily, and Asper cream locus, analgesic, nifedipine XL, 90 mg daily, and low enough for DVT prophylaxis, 40 milligrams subcutaneous cube 12 hours, and he has been given clindamycin by the dentist, 300 milligrams, one tablet, 4 times a day, to complete the course, total 7 days. He's on CPAP at night. Plan of care will be continued on all his current medications. No acute issue reported by the patient today. Next patient is Johnson, JHNS, Eugene, EUGENE, date of service 12-2-2023, date of birth for this patient is 4-3-1966, date of service 12-2-2023, future care charge related, patient seen today for follow-up. Patient has been doing well. He denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. No cough, no congestion. He has a previously right knee pain, has been already evaluated by orthopedic, and that has resolved. And today he's doing well, no complaint on examination. He's awake, he's alert. Memory deficit noted, blood pressure is 129 over 80, pulse 77, temperature in sample 7 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse of 98%, body weight 209.6, head rate, mechanical, isogenic, direct, neck supplementary, chest not tender, lungs clear, heart SNS2, abdomen soft, not in Boston pulse, extremities, no edema, bilateral need, no pain, no tenderness, neuro, he's awake, alert, forgetful, and the average reviewed medication review assessment number 1. Previous CVA, next line, dementia, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, history of H. pylori infection treated, cognitive deficit, history of mood disorder, behavior disturbance, plan of care. I have reviewed all the medication. We'll continue all his current medications. Discuss the nursing staff. No acute issue reported today. He has also history of GERD and he's getting omeprazole 20 milligram daily. Next patient, Kibble, KIBBLE, NACEA, NACEA, date of birth 9-3-1947, place, future care, Charles Village, date of service 12-2-2023, patient seen today for follow-up and rehab, a patient subjective, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, she's feeling well, left leg ulcer has been healed, and that has resolved. On examination, patient is awake, she's alone, but memory is impaired.